Nolte, Tara Reid's one more victim of media that's protected Democrats for decades. By John Nolte on April 28, 2020. Tara Reid has absolutely no chance of earning any attention or sympathy from the corporate media over her increasingly credible sexual assault allegation against Joe Biden. She has no chance whatsoever, and it's useless and pointless and a waste of energy for any of us to complain about this injustice. It is what it is. Sorry. It's not just that the establishment media are hopelessly corrupt and driven by the poison of extreme partisanship. There is also the fact the media have decades of experience in covering up sexual misconduct allegations against Democrats, while at the same time blowing up every allegation against Republicans, even those coming from a ridiculous liar like Christine Blasey Ford. At the risk of sounding like the condescending old guy in room chuckling at the Utes as he explains how the world works, here's how the world works, Utes. In 1991, when Anita Hill launched her ludicrous allegations against then-Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, the media assured us we had entered a whole new era of American life. An enlightened era where it was no longer okay for powerful men to engage in sexual misconduct. And that era lasted right up until the new rules threatened to hurt a Democrat. That Democrat was Bill Clinton, who entered the 1992 presidential race with a long and sleazy history of extramarital affairs, abusing his power as governor to procure women, and sexually harassing subordinates like Paula Jones. Over and over and over again, those of us of a certain age remember the media protecting a sexual predator by attacking his victims, smearing Paula Jones as trailer trash, demeaning Kathleen Willey as a gold-digging widow, pretending Juanita Broderick didn't exist, and joining the White House operation to taint Monica Lewinsky as an unstable stalker. This what the media do. This is who the media are. Evil's gonna evil. Tara Reid isn't going to change that. Good grief, we're talking about a media so corrupt that after they had nailed down the bombshell about Clinton's sleazy and exploitative Oval Office affair with a subordinate, with a much younger intern named Monica Lewinsky, they refused to run it. They sat on it. They weren't going to tell us about it. Yes, the very same media you just saw lose its mind over Trump's alleged one-night stand with a porn star a full decade before he took office, is the same media that refused to break the story of the decade because it would damage Clinton, a Democrat. The only reason we learned what everyone in the media knew is because of Matt Drudge and his access to the internet. You think a media that corrupt gives a shit about Tara Reid? History repeated itself in 2008 with the media's new golden boy, former Senator John Edwards, DNC, who was running for president. Everyone in the media knew that while on the presidential campaign trail, Edwards was not only cheating on his wife, he was cheating on a wife who was dying of cancer. Even after Edwards' love child was born, the media refused to report the story. Even after it became obvious Edwards was using campaign funds to hide his mistress, the media covered it up. Even after the National Enquirer broke the story, the media covered it up. You think a media that depraved and corrupt gives a shit if Tara Reid was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden? Look at the lengths NBC News went to protect Harvey Weinstein, a giant in Democrat politics. A now convicted rapist. You think a media staffed with the kind of degenerates who would protect a Harvey Weinstein give a shit if the presumptive Democrat nominee sexually assaulted some nobody 27 years ago? Look at all the sexual abusers the media protected for decades within their own ranks. Don't you get it? These people are monsters, and you can't reason with or shame monsters. If it means defeating any Republican, people like Jake Tapper, George Stephanopoulos, Maggie Haberman, Chris Cuomo, Rachel Maddow, Anderson Cooper, Chris Hayes, Glenn Kessler, and the rest of these monsters would allow Joe Biden to sexually assault whoever he wanted whenever he wanted. Victims mean nothing to these monsters, and they have proven that for 30 years. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.